my body, dreamer, come alive, come alive in my body.
Hey there, this is Molly Patrick from the Clean Food Dirty Girl. This is Molly Patrick. I'm going to get it right this time, and I'm leaving this in. This is Molly Patrick from Clean Food Dirty Girl. Here it is. And you are listening to the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast, episode number 8. All right, y'all. So hear me out. Today's episode that I'm doing this little forward to is a talk that I had with Lisa Lewis from our community. And we originally posted this chat on our blog back in July of 2021. If you would prefer to watch the video that Lisa and I did, we have it in the show notes for you. We also have links to a few of the recipes that Lisa and I talk about in the show notes as well for you to go to after you're done listening. But I wanted to bring this talk back on the podcast, or repurpose this talk for the podcast, because I love our talk, and I really, really enjoyed my time with Lisa Lewis and just everything that we talked about. She is a beautiful example of what is possible when you switch to eating plants. So she, and you'll hear her story, but it is so inspiring. I can't imagine anybody listening to our talk and not being inspired to, if not go totally whole food plant-based, at least incorporate more plants into their diet. Because her journey has been pretty amazing. And I felt very fortunate to sit down with her and hear her story, and also just witness her honesty, including overcoming food addiction and losing a lot of weight and being a mom and all of it. And I just thought, what a delightful human she is. And just her honesty, I think, was really to be applauded. And I think a lot of people will be inspired by her. So I'm sharing it with you here, and I hope that you enjoy it. And thank you for listening to our podcast. I'm loving doing this. Thank you so much. Okay, here is Lisa Lewis and me having a chat. Okay, so tell me a little bit about yourself. And I really want to know, what led you to eating a whole food plant-based diet?
Yes. So since like 2001-ish, I was like a vegetarian. And then I became vegan for about 5 years. And then I moved to New York City, and New York is known for pizza. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go back to being a vegetarian. And so I went back to being a vegetarian and just was slowly increasing my weight by being a vegetarian, because I was eating so much junk food all the time. And then I got pregnant with my son and I had him. And after I had him, like, that just completely changed my life. And I was 38. And a year into having him, I was always super happy being overweight. Like, I was confident, and I would compare myself to other people. And I would say, like, oh, I see, like, I'm the same size as them at 327 pounds, but look at me, I'm walking, I'm using the subway, you know? So I always, you know, let myself off of the hook for my health, until he was born. And then after he was born, I went to the doctor like a year later for my annual physical. And I had a complete meltdown in the doctor's office. And I was like, I'm depressed. I'm not happy. This is the happiest time of my life. It should be, but I don't feel good. And he said, here's a prescription for Zoloft, and you need to schedule weight loss surgery. And I left there thinking to myself, for the first time ever, maybe my weight is a problem. And I went home to visit my family in Arkansas, and I have a twin sister. And we took my son to like a bounce house, and I couldn't do any of the activities with him. And I stood on the side and I watched my sister do everything with him that he wanted to do. And when I came home, I said, you know what, something has to change. And I knew from my past that, you know, I was much healthier being vegan. So I went to change my diet to being vegan. And then about a few months into that, I guess a friend who was, you know, vegetarian said, "Hey, let's try this whole food plant-based thing for 30 days. And I was like, "I'm in, let's see what happens." And I never went back. And that was about 4 or 5 years ago. And I was searching and looking for recipes, you know, whole food, plant-based, no oil recipes, and trying, and everything I tried, I was like, I don't love it. You know, it's bland. I don't want to live my life not enjoying my food. And then came across Clean Food Dirty Girl. And it literally, it's changed my life. It has. I mean, anytime I need a recipe for something, like, it's my go-to, because I started to love cooking and eating and enjoying my food again. And it's seriously, my life has never been the same. So thank you.
I love it. Ah, thank you for sharing. I love hearing that story. You hit on so many amazing points that I want to like dig into and ask you about.
Sure.
So you didn't have that weight loss surgery, but I know that you
did
not lose weight. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so I did not have weight loss surgery. I just started eating a whole food plant-based diet and honestly not exercising. I was very, you know, I was 327 pounds and it was hard for me to do anything really, you know, without being in pain. So I decided to try to get my eating, you know, back on track and healthy. And I was eating a whole food plant-based diet, no oil, about 90% of the time. And really just trying to be focused on that. And then slowly I started to do like YouTube videos, because I was too embarrassed to go outside or go to a gym. So I thought, you know what, I have a baby, a toddler. So I started doing like Leslie Sansone's Walk Away the Pounds. Mm-hmm. And she had a 15-minute happy walk. There was like nothing happy about it for me. I would hop and puff and I was like, this is not happy. But I slowly started to do that every day and just increase my activity and eat healthy. And without much effort, I just started to lose weight. And I just would on average lose about 2 pounds a week. And I'd never really had to put much effort into it. I was enjoying my food. I was eating. I was happy. I was moving my body 10, 15 minutes a day. And I've lost 135 pounds. And I've maintained that for like 3 years now.
Hell yeah. High five.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yes.
I love it. I think that that is so important. Like, okay, I love the whole thing and it gives me chills, because here's why. So often I hear of people who want to lose weight, need to lose weight, and they have this idea that that means that they're going to have to just not like their food anymore. Like, they're just going to either eat the same thing, or it just has to be really bland, or it can't be like that. Like, that joy has to somehow be taken away in order for them to lose weight and maintain weight. And I understand that for some people, maybe that's the case. I don't think that it has to be the case. And I don't think that it's talked about enough that it is possible to lose and maintain a healthy weight while still really enjoying your food. And so I love that you hit on that. And it sounds like it was a pretty non-dramatic, pretty like a process that just sort of happened, right? Through shifting what you eat and eventually how you move your body. And I also love that in the beginning, you were like, you know, I want to get my food under control and then like incorporate the movement later. And I think that's so smart, because I also see a lot of people who are trying to lose weight and they'll start with exercise. They'll start with moving their body and, you know, to try to lose some weight and then look at their diet. And I think it makes so much more sense to go the other way, the way that you did it. So I love your story. So, as this was happening, were you like, what was going on in your mind? Like, you had the motivation and it sounds like you knew the exact moment of like, okay, something needs to change. Right? You wanted to be able to play with your son. Like, was that really the sobering moment that you're like, all right, something has to give here?
Yeah, it really was. I mean, when I saw him playing with my sister And I thought about that visit to the doctor, and the doctor at the time, he said to me, "You're a stay-at-home mom. This should be easy for you." And I was right. And I did change doctors after that. I never went back to him after that. But it was just a whole like in my head, I didn't want to accept it in that moment in the doctor's office. But then when I saw him and I couldn't do things with him, I knew that I needed to change something. And I knew that if I didn't change then, I would always be the bag holder, the person on the side at a theme park. That was a big thing for me. My husband loves theme parks. And I thought, as he gets older, I'm not going to be able to go on any rides with him, you know? And I really started thinking about, do I want to be that mom who never gets to run and play and do all the fun things with him and have somebody else always taking my place? And I knew I didn't want that. And I wanted him to grow up with a healthy relationship with food. Mm-hmm. Something that I didn't really have. And I wanted him to be able to see that tofu is delicious. And let him make his own choice. And I do. My husband and I have a stepson who's 24 who lives at home. And, you know, Samuel is 6. And they all eat meat. And that's okay. I cook for them and I cook for me. And, Sam is always asking for the vegan food or the whole food, plant-based food. And he'll say, "It tastes so good, Dad. You got to try it," you know?
Because and this is your 6-year-old son.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he loves like hummus and he loves beans and, you know, he loves all of the healthy food too. And one day, hopefully he makes the decision to be whole food, plant-based. And I think he will. But I wanted him to grow up seeing that food nourishes our bodies. Mm. And that we don't, you know, we don't have to overeat when we're sad or, you know, we're not using food as our drug, you know?
Yeah.
It was really important for me to teach him a healthy relationship with the food and to see that, you know, mommy eats healthy. And he says to everybody, you know, he'll ask them in the supermarket, if they're giving samples out, he'll say, "Does that have dairy in it? Is that vegan?"
So
and he's
cute.
Like, "Mommy, you can try it. You can try it."
That's adorable.
Yeah. So he, you know, I want him to see that plants are good and they nourish our bodies and we can be happy eating them and that mommy is healthy. And, you know, for him to know that now is so important to me.
Yeah. What a great, like, what an incredible mom you are. That's really inspiring.
You.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, so did you, when you made that switch to, so you're vegetarian and then vegan and then vegetarian and then back to eating vegan for a little bit and then whole food plant-based, were you at like any point in that time, like going to food to, when you were sad or like buffering with food at all?
Yes, I always, and I would say to my husband, you know, "You don't understand that food is my drug." You know, when I was sad and depressed and put on Zoloft for a short time, I came home and ate. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I don't really want to take a medication. I just want to eat. Mm-hmm. I want to make myself feel better with food. And I wouldn't say that is completely out of my, you know, way of life. I have to remind myself that I don't do that anymore sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. Over 2 years ago, my dad got diagnosed with cancer. And during that time, I realized that I had truly changed because it was a very stressful, very sad time. And although I gained a few pounds during that time, I allowed myself some grace, mm-hmm. And said, "You know what, be easy on yourself." I never went off of my way of eating. But I certainly didn't pay as close attention to sometimes having some chips or having some things with oil. But I knew then in the past that would have I would have been back to 327 pounds. But I knew because I wasn't turning to food every time that I got that phone call that, you know, my dad was moved to hospice or something had changed or I was feeling stressed. I knew then that I had truly changed my life, truly changed.
So when that happened, were you then like just feeling those emotions instead of turning to something? So was it just like this learning how to feel your emotions?
It was. And I would say to myself, set in the discomfort. Set in the discomfort.
Yeah.
Why are you feeling this way? What can you do about it? Can you go for a walk? Can you, you know, can you read? Can you listen to music? What else can you do in this moment besides take a drug? And that drug for me was food, you know?
Yeah.
And it was hard. I'm not going to lie. It was difficult. There were moments when I, you know, I had some chips or I, you know, ate something that wasn't the healthiest. Mm-hmm. But overall, I was able to manage that stress and deal with it. And I really think that eating a whole food plant-based diet in that time, like, helped me mentally stay, you know, clear. And I didn't have to feel guilty. I didn't have to feel the shame of overeating and destroying my body as my dad was dying. I didn't want to be, you know, putting myself in a position as well that's, you know, ultimately is not good for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You just gave me chills. That's so, I mean, you were able to like connect that. And I think that's so big and I can really relate to that. And like my drug was alcohol and it was the same, like learning to sit in that discomfort. Like that's what it's all about. Once we can master that, like we can do anything. And I think,
I agree.
You know, there's something that I've always said, and it's like, there's a difference between finding joy in food and relying on food for joy, right? Those are like two very different things. And so I'm really glad that you brought that up because I think anybody who makes that switch, there's going to be different layers of things that people go through as they transition, like emotionally and also physically, right? And some people don't expect that. But I think that, one thing that does certainly come up is that sort of breaking that cycle of turning to that kind of drug when things get stressful or when a family member gets sick or when, right? I mean, there's that time of like, that can be really slippery for a lot of people. So I love to, I mean, hearing you and how you kind of went through that, I think will be very helpful for people to know that like, it's not like easy. And, you know, maybe it's not meant to be easy, but it's possible and it's doable.
Absolutely. It is definitely not easy, but it is doable. And man, the reward is so great. It's so great.
Yeah. And the mental clarity, I think you're right. You know, I feel the same way. It's like this, the difference of like kind of being in a fog and being very present, being able to be really present to your life. And I think a lot of people don't like, is that something that you experience specifically when you transition to a whole food plant-based diet?
It really is. I tell people a lot too, that when I eat this way, I feel different spiritually. I feel different on a whole, it's a whole nother level, you know? Your clearer thinking, you feel better. For me, I feel great knowing that I'm not causing harm to any other living thing. And it just puts you on like a spiritual high almost. It makes me feel better. It just makes me feel happier and better and clearer. And I feel good knowing that I'm doing my part, you know?
Totally. I can totally relate to that. And so many people that I talk to, it's the same thing. It's like, I just feel better. And I think once you go through this and once you experience this, you understand the better that you're speaking of, right? Because it's not just like a physical better, although, you know, I mean, and I want to hit on that in a minute, but it's not just like in your body feeling better. It's like, your mind feels better and it's like more clear. And also for me too, like I know that I'm not doing harm to animals. I know that I am doing the best for the planet. I know like I can really rest easy at night because all of these things that are important to me, are reflected in the way that I eat. And the like combination of that, it's like this type of better that can only come from that. And like, that's not a feeling you can buy ever.
Right. Absolutely.
Like, so I love that you hit on that. So tell me, like, I mean, how do you feel just like physically now? I mean, you've lost a substantial amount of weight and you've kept it off. So, but I just want to hit a little bit on how you feel now physically versus when you were at the height of your weight.
it's such a difference. Today is a beautiful day in Pennsylvania, and my son and I went for a walk this morning, and as we're walking, we have a lot of hills and, you know, different things in our neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And I said to myself, I couldn't do this before. I couldn't manage this walk mm-hmm. without being uncomfortable. Never mind, did I even want to take the walk? Mm-hmm. So physically, I feel great. I mean, I don't have the pain that I had in my knees. I don't have all the aches and pains in my back and waking up and like, oh, trying to get out of bed and like another day, you know? Now it's just a matter of getting up and, you know, putting on my sneakers and walking out the door and going for a walk. And it feels amazing. I mean, the feeling that I get from knowing that when he says, cause he loves to go for walks. And this morning when he said, Mommy, can we go for a walk? It looks like a beautiful day. Knowing that I can say yes, you know, and I can put my shoes on and we can hit the pavement and just walk and enjoy nature without me struggling in pain to walk up a hill, you know?
It's such like a simple pleasure, but it's like, it's huge.
It is.
I mean, just like, yeah, a walk in nature, a walk anywhere, to be able just to do that without having it be a burden, that is such a gift.
It is.
And that you're able to share that with your son is such a gift to him and to you and to your relationship with your son. So what you've given me chills like five times.
Aww.
I love it. So let me know, like, talk to me about, because you've been subscribing to our meal plans for like a year-ish now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you use them? Because you don't necessarily batch the meal plans, right?
Right.
So how do you utilize the classroom?
Yeah. So what I do is I look at recipes all day, every day. I'm always in the classroom. But what I do is, because I do cook for my family, a different meal every night, I go in and choose like one or two recipes. If there's something on the menu that week that I think, wow, that sounds amazing, I'm going to make that, I'll make that. But if not, I'll go through the classroom. I'll find one or two recipes. I always default to the cheeseburger pasta bake. That's like my favorite recipe. So if I'm like, I don't know what I want, I'll make that. Mm-hmm. And I'll make enough food. I don't mind eating the same thing, every few, you know, for 3 or 4 days. So I'll make enough food for 3 or 4 days and it might be the same thing. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I'll make something else when those 3 or 4 days are up. Unless it's Southern Soul, I batch that entire meal plan. That's my favorite.
One of my favorites
from the
too.
South. I love it. So I batch that whole plan often, and I'll just eat that. But yeah, for the most part, I'll just choose one or two recipes, make those. I'll make Zen vinaigrette. That's my favorite salad dressing. I actually make that every single week. And I'll have that on my salad at lunch, and then I'll, you know, pick a couple of recipes for dinner.
Yeah. So yeah. Awesome. Amazing. And I love, you know, the thing is like, yeah, you definitely don't have to batch to make this work. And a lot of people who subscribe to our meal plans don't batch every week. They just, you know, they utilize the recipe vault and they kind of cook as they go, or and especially if their whole family isn't eating the same way they eat. And I, you know, it's so cool to hear you say that your family doesn't eat like you, you know, and you make it work anyways, because that is one of like the biggest challenges for people that I've heard is like, I want to do this, but my family just isn't on board. And so they don't give it a try. And like my wife is an omnivore, you know, and she doesn't eat exactly like me. And I've always like, that has never even occurred to me to be a reason why I don't do this. And so thank you for hitting on that as well. You're willing to cook two different meals. And so I think, hey, whatever works, you know, if you enjoy doing that, then perfect, you know, but I think that it's a really good, reminder and an example of like, it's okay if your family is not all on board, you know, you can still
right.
do it.
And it's not too bad. Like if I'm just heating up my dinner, like I'll usually on Saturday or Sunday, I'll make all of my food, for at least 4 to 5 days. And then if I'm just heating up my dinner, then, you know, it's not a big deal. It's easy enough. And then I usually do something like simple for them on the day that I cook all my food.
So you do batch. You just don't necessarily follow the weekly meal plans.
Right.
Each week. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So you do put in that time to kind of like make a bunch of food at once.
Yes. For the week. Yeah.
Yeah. So then, so then heating up your food is much easier because you're not cooking it from scratch every night. And then therefore that allows you time to cook like other meals for your family. Got it.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. So tell me, like, if somebody is like stumbling upon this and they've never eaten a whole food plant-based diet or don't even know really what that is, can you just give me an example of a day of food for you? Like breakfast, lunch, and dinner. What's just like an average day of food? What does it look like? What does it have for people, for somebody who is like really brand new to this?
Sure. So I usually don't eat breakfast. That's just, I don't eat until around like 11. Mm-hmm. And I usually eat fruit. So I'll have an apple, a banana, maybe a little peanut butter with it. And then for lunch, I always eat usually the same thing every day. I eat either spring mix salad mm-hmm. with veggies and the Zen vinaigrette. And I'll like make brown rice or maybe beans to throw onto it just to, you know, make it more filling. And then for dinner, I'll have whatever it is that, you know, I've decided to make for myself that week from the recipes, or the menu, whatever, you know, caught my eye. For snacks, I try to stay away from the sweet stuff that you guys, have, but sometimes I make like the brownies are my favorite, the peanut butter swirl brownies. Mm-hmm. I might make that, but for snacks, I'll do, either I'll roast chickpeas in the air fryer, or I'll do, mostly fruit or cut up peppers, cucumbers, things like that.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, it's pretty easy. Simple, but yeah.
Yeah. That's, it's the not biggest complicated.
Thing. Right. I think that people think of a whole food plant-based diet and they think that's so overwhelming, but it's honestly the easiest way to eat, in my opinion, because you can just cut, like today I got hungry and I didn't really have anything cooked. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to have some bell pepper and cucumber and grape tomatoes. And then I'll decide when I'm really hungry, what I'm going to eat. And you know, honestly, tonight that ended up being a baked potato with salsa on it.
Yeah.
It's simple.
Yeah.
So simple.
Yeah. This does not have to be complicated at all. And I think you're right. I mean, if you think about it, and like, there's no, we don't have super fancy techniques. Like you don't need like, and like our recipes are like super forgiving. So even if people aren't used to cooking a lot, like it's not complicated at all. And I love your example. And I do the same thing. I mean, it doesn't get any easier than going in your kitchen, grabbing like some carrots and like eating a carrot, or like eating an apple with a little bit of peanut butter, or, you know, getting a big plate full of veggies. It's beyond easy, you know, it's beyond easy. Mm-hmm. So if somebody stumbled upon this, who is wanting to lose weight and not necessarily wanting to do the weight loss surgery route, what would you tell them? Like, what do you know now that you wish you would have known then?
Like before I gained the weight, or?
Well, let's see, before you gained the weight, or before you started this journey into like whole food plant-based, right? When you were kind of at the height of your weight there versus where you are now, before you started to take that journey.
I wish I would have been honest with myself, from the beginning. I wish I would have, you know, said, hey, Lisa, like, you know, this isn't healthy, no matter how active you think you are, no matter how much you think you can do. It's not good. And I guess I would have like told myself how easy it is. It is so easy to really, you know, change the way you eat. And even if you can't get your mind on board right away, if you commit to that 30 days of just saying, hey, for 30 days, I'm going to just try this and see the change. If there is one, and if not, I'll go back to eating the way I was, you know?
Yeah.
Just 2 weeks in, even, I bet, you know, I felt different. So,
right. It happens so fast.
It does.
It happens strangely fast. And even if you're not like dropping into no weight at first, you feel different. I mean, things are definitely starting to change in your body. But I think that's wonderful advice of like having it almost be like an experiment. You're just playing, right? Because I right. think that when you think about it like that, you're just kind of testing it out. You're just playing. It doesn't feel as like, oh my gosh, I can't eat all this for the rest of my life. What will I do without like, you know, eggs or whatever? It's more of like a playful, let's just try it out and see. And it sounds to me like that's the approach you took, because it seems like your journey was fairly like light.
Yes.
Right.
I was going to do 30 days, whole food, plant-based, no oil, see how it went. You know, I wasn't committed to it for life, at the time, yeah. but of course now, you know, I can never see myself ever going back. But I think the most important thing too, is people just need to be easy with themselves.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be perfect. You know, it doesn't yeah. have to be like, I ate, you know, X, Y, and Z, and I made no mistakes today. Like right. if you make a mistake, yeah. it's okay. Tomorrow, your next meal is your next good choice, you know? And I had to remind myself that a lot. I had a friend tell me that it's, you know, it's one choice, 1 pound, one day at a time. And that stuck with me because it's so true. It's just your next good choice.
So and that's right it. On. Yeah. And I don't, you know, I mean, I don't even necessarily think of those things as like mistakes necessarily, because they teach you, right? And you can really, really view those as like, especially when you get more into eating this way, when you do like, okay, you go to a birthday and have like a bunch of birthday cake or whatever, right? You are going to feel it in a way physically that it didn't affect you before. And I think that all of those are just little reminders of like, oh, okay, this is what it feels like for me to eat this way now that I'm transitioning, and it might not feel as good as it once did, right? So I think that that's a really good reminder and good advice. And I just love everything you have to say. I think that you're just awesome and authentic and beautiful.
Thank you.
And you've done such an amazing job.
Thank you. I know. I told my husband, I'm like, do you know who Molly is? Like, she is like a celebrity in the plant-based world.
He's like, no, I don't.
Right. Exactly. And so my son who's 6, he's like, he always says clean food, dirty girl. He knows what it is because he knows that's where the recipes come from. And so when I told him, he was like, wow, you know, he understands. But my husband's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know who that lady is. Okay, whatever.
Right.
Well, you have to tell your son hello from me. His name is Sam.
I will.
Sam, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You'll mm-hmm. have to tell him that I say hello and high five him for all the plant-based food he eats. And it's
right.
And what a beautiful thing. I love your story, and I've really loved chatting with you and getting to know you a little bit. And I think that you're going to inspire a lot of people. So thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And thank you for sharing a little bit of your journey with us. I think it's really powerful, and I'm very, very happy for you.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for creating Clean Food Dirty Girl.
So we can enjoy. Best thing ever. Yeah.
I love delicious it. Recipes. Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. You know, we have an amazing team that creates like the best recipes anywhere. So I couldn't do it without the team, and I couldn't do it without people like you who are into it. So thank you. And, I'm really happy for you.
Thank you. It was awesome. So nice to meet you and chat with you.
Yeah, same. Have a beautiful evening or night, I guess. It's quite late where you are, isn't it?
Yeah, 10 o'clock. So
10 o'clock. Okay, time for bed.
Right.
Okay, thank you so much,
Thanks. Lisa. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, I would love it if you could rate and review it. That would mean a lot. And if you want to learn more about our whole food plant-based meal plans, head on over to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and check them out. You can also pick up a ton of plant-based recipes and resources and get inspired to celebrate human imperfection, because none of us are perfect. None of us, promise. And isn't that a relief? Oh my gosh. Okay, have a beautiful week, and I'll talk to you again soon. Dreamer.